All public men's restrooms should have fingertip warmers. This is Deadpan number 243, and you will not be getting the Tony Mast you were promised. Not in this episode, I mean. So apologies to you, and apologies to Tony Mast. You will, however, be getting the audio from a really good time at a Deadpan mini meetup in Colorado featuring the one and only Paul Mackey and his lovely better half, Darcy, and her friend Susie. And of course, Lopan, and last but certainly not least, SB. And they basically gave us a full episode's worth of content, and it is timely content, more so than the Tony Mast stuff. So Tony Mast will be coming up soon. Again, apologies to Tony for bumping him back another week. But in the meantime, go and enjoy Tony at Backstreet Producers. Anyway, enough about enough of this intro babble bullshit. Enjoy the audio. I'll check in again from time to time. And just a quick warning, they did do this recording at a brewery, so it's a little bit rough at times, but it's still a lot of fun and still a lot of hilarious moments.
This is the Denver mini meetup, and this is John Bose, Paul Mackey, and we're also here with
Lopan,
SB,
and we've got.
I'm a tag along. I'm called Darcy, and this is my really cool friend. Her name is Susie. And she is super cool, just saying.
Okay, so there we go. And I assume that we're going to do this sort of like a little mini-sode, but I'm sure Jack will be tagging on at the head of this before you've even heard this part.
I hope so.
I hope so, because I'm rough. But we've got a couple of things in mind here. We'll probably do the Broken Lyrics Challenge game. Always a good one. And
I'm terrible at that.
Maybe we'll jump on the website and read some comments for Jack. Get that out of the way for the week.
Good idea.
So, anyways, today is the... What do we got here? Today is the 21st of June. So,
yes.
Just to give everybody a reference in case this is 3 or 4 weeks out before Jack puts
Come on,
us out.
Jack, 8. Don't do that to us.
8 weeks out. Yeah, all right.
Christmas time.
Okay, so that's our intro. And we'll get back to doing some other things later.
What an intro that was, too.
Hey guys, it's Youper from ShiftCast.
And Rick, Jindai Hideo.
So Rick, have you found your perfect meditation technique?
No, I gave in, and I'm surrendering to my ADD by listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
That's an awesome show.
I tune in every week.
Hey, Mr. Mangan, I got a bargain for you. The truck, it's all emptied out, nothing but a bunch of broken up bits of lyrics in there. Any of you deadpan guys tell me what song they belongs to, you can take them free. I just want rid of them.
Darcy and I painstakingly went through the Billboard Hot 100 charts for the 80s, and we've selected 12 songs total, a couple of years with an easy and a hard clue, but basically every year for approximately this week of that year in the 80s.
Yeah.
So we got 1980 through 1989, and that's about that. So each player can... To begin with, each player can choose their year, and as it starts to narrow down, they might not have as much choice. But Lopan, Mr. Lopan, would you like to start?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Lopan?
Yes.
Would you like to choose a year between 1980 and
1989? 1542.
That's not one of the choices.
That is not one of the choices. Do you not live time linearly? Do you not do time linearly?
1984. 82.
1982.
Okay. 1982.
Just gotta get it up. The week ending June 19th, this was number five.
Oh, five! Yes.
And here we go. And go ahead, jump in when you know it.
Yes.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't free you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, well, I'm sorry, I was blind.
Steel! It's Adam Ant?
No, I'm afraid it was not Adam Ant.
Oh,
I think Espy has called for a steal.
Yes, she does.
Okay, she called for a steal. Espy?
I think it's You Are Always on My Mind, but I don't know the band.
Well, I thought it was Adam Ant.
That's correct. It is, it is Willie Nelson.
Oh, Willie Nelson. Oh,
it's the Willie Nelson original. Espy, would you like to try another year?
Yeah, let's do 1989.
Goddamn.
1989 is one of the ones where we have a hard and an easy.
Which do you want? Let's do easy.
Easy? Okay.
That's the year I graduated from high school, so I wasn't really paying attention to early.
Okay, here's the easy one. Can't account for taste, but here it is. It must have been cold there in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let me shine, that's your way. You always walked a step behind.
I know what it is. Wind beneath my wings.
Yes. Very good.
She's making a killing here.
Okay. You get a point. You have 2 points. You have 2 points. Susie's up.
Susie! I told you I'm better at naming that tune.
Okay, well,
just so you know.
85? Okay. 85.
Less.
Actually, do you want me to sing it for her? Can I sing it for her?
No, I don't think you need to sing it for her, probably.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature.
Is that all you've got?
That's what we've got.
I gotta steal it if you don't get it.
Steal away.
Steal away, Lopan.
Is it Tears for Fears?
Yes.
Is it Everybody Walks Through the World?
That's correct, Mr. Lopan.
Let me go for Adam Ant.
All right.
And maybe I'll catch one on the too.
This is Jack Hosley, also known as the Wander Wolf, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
Okay, and...
Twice?
Okay. Now we gotta get the phone back open again. Okay, and Darcy cannot play because she helped create the questions. So we are back around to Mr. Lopan.
Oh, I can play.
You can play?
Yes.
Yes, you can pick it here.
I got fucking Yoda. Hang on a second.
Oh. Yeah.
Nah, fuck it. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, do you have a year, Mr. Lopan?
Would you get what's pick?
85.
I will pick 83.
83.
Yes. All right.
Okay. Here we go. Now in the street there is violence and a lot of work to be done. No place to hang out or washing, and I can't blame all on the sun. Oh, no.
God damn it.
You know what? He forgot the beginning lyrics, which are...
Yes, I'm not doing no vocalizations at the beginning of it.
83. You know what? Neither me nor Lopan had the goddamn idea.
Does anyone
not a clue?
Sing it? Do I get to sing it?
Sing it.
Okay, I need
to learn.
What is it?
No,
I just asked if it was Men at Work.
No, it is not Men at Work.
Okay, sing it.
Okay, I'm gonna sing it in my best.
She's gonna do her best.
It's Electric Avenue.
Yes.
Bye.
Oh God. Oh no. It's Eddie.
Yes.
Eddie.
Spit it out. Spit it out. You write your money. You write for an arts organization.
Yes.
You write for the money. It is a.
They're not great yet.
You know what?
It's a grant.
Oh!
Oh, you lose!
No, Jack will kill me. Because I made an Eddie Grant joke on the board like a week ago.
You failed.
I have no idea how this recording is turning out. Hopefully well enough.
And right. Then they take it higher.
And then you
That's
take
right.
it higher.
And then you take it higher.
Higher, okay. SB, would you like to pick another year?
Yeah, I'll take the hard one, which is not something I've said in a while. 1989,
the hard one. Okay, here we go.
She's going to get it.
Okay, here we go. I've been neglecting my duties on the numbers. This was June 24th, the week ending June 24th. This was number 3.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, here goes. Who is that gigolo on the street? With his hands in his pockets and his crocodile feet. Hanging off the curb looking all disturbed. All the boys from home, they came running. They were making noise, manhandling toys. That's the girls on the block with the nasty curls. Wearing padded bras, sucking beers through straws, dropping down their drawers. Where did you get yours?
You're looking good, Daddy.
Who's gonna
looking
steal?
Good in every way. You can steal. Go ahead. It's all you.
No?
Well, it's not a cherry. It's not a cherry.
Yeah.
Buffalo stance.
Yeah, we can give them a half and a half.
Yeah.
We can split them out if we want.
We'll have to.
The answer is.
He said
it. In a cherry, buffalo stance.
All right.
He said it already.
Not to be
good
with Eagle Eye Cherry and his goddamn song, something about tonight's tonight. And
yeah.
We're all just going to go away.
Same family.
Okay. Keep it in family.
Susie,
I
get the answer.
May I please have 1987.
Okay, 1987 is the other year where we chose a harder and an easier, according to my definition.
Well, I'll try for hard this
but
time.
Remember hard. My definition.
Yes.
You're going to know this.
Now, Darcy said this was easy, and I said it was
if
hard.
If you're a girl.
Easy if you're a girl?
Easy if you're a girl.
Okay, here goes. All right, easy if you're a girl. The week ending June 13th, it was number 9. Never mind. Sorry, the harder one. That was the easy one. The harder one, week ending June 20th, number 6.
Okay.
Number 6. I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. And the night goes by so very slow. Oh, I hope that it won't end, though.
Lopan? What year again? Sorry,
are you ready to give up the steal? Give up the steal, 87.
Is it Cyndi Lauper?
No.
Lopan is not.
But you are the right sex.
Right gender.
Sex, right
correct gender.
There's Debbie Gibson.
Okay, do I get to sing?
Are you going
to start singing to sing?
Darcy
okay,
gets to
so
sing, apparently.
I apparently was correct
that it was harder.
Ticking of the clock, I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight, no answer on the telephone.
Oh, yeah.
And the night goes by so very slow. Oh, I hope that it won't end, though. All alone.
You get it! It's
alone. It's hard. I'm not properly keeping score, but I think SB is kicking some butt.
It's called Alone.
Alone. That's why we stopped at that point. That's the,
Okay, sorry. That's not what I ever would have gotten.
Poor Nancy.
All right, while I probably should have gotten the Tears for Fears one, I didn't. Good on you, Lopan. However, your synthesized motorcycle license is revoked after missing Electric Avenue.
This is SB, a.k.a. Smooth Like Butter. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan, it's always close enough to your mouth. Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was Susie's?
Yep.
That was Susie's? Okay, so we're back to Mr. Lopan.
Hello. I have 3 so far.
Okay. Very good.
With 3 nines.
Okay.
because I'm...
What years are left?
Yeah,
we've
yeah,
got
yeah, yeah, yeah. 1980, 1981, 1984, 1986. Okay. Oh, 86 is nice.
There is an easy for 87 yet.
All right.
And 88.
And there's
Let's go for 86.
No.
86?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. 86.
Yeah. Sounds good.
The weekend in June 21st, this is number 6. You can look at the menu, but you just can't eat.
No. I got because it's 86. June 86. Is 6, and it's the 6th. So it's 6-6. Great.
There
right.
you go.
Thanks.
Great.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You can look at the menu, but you just can't eat. You can feel the cushions, but you can't have a seat. You can dip your foot in the pool, but you can't have a swim. You can feel the punishment, but you can't commit the sin. And you want her, and she wants you. We want everyone. And you want her, and she wants you.
She wants you. Why are the obvious ones the hardest ones, seriously?
It's God. I don't know.
Okay, it's a guy, not a group,
it's
right?
It's
right,
a guy.
Okay.
It is.
Yep.
You don't get a point for that.
No one is to blame. By some guy with the best freaking mullet ever.
Yes.
I can't think of what his name is.
It was an awesome, mullet. Awesome
yes,
mullet.
It was awesome.
I think it's the same guy that goes, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
It's the same. I don't have his name. Damn it.
All right.
It's not Eddie Grant either.
No. It's someone named Howard.
Oh.
Jones.
Yes.
Yes.
Very nice.
Very good.
Well done.
Okay. SB.
Let's do 80.
80.
Before you were born.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
80. Before Corinne was born, obviously. Okay. What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie is too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. You said Billy Joel.
But I don't know the name of the song. Slippy loves Billy Joel. Still rock and roll to me?
Oh,
cheers!
It is. Well, I don't know. We'll have to review the tape, perhaps.
It's 8 NFL stuff.
All right. Okay, Susie, there's 81. There is 84.
Ooh, I'll do 87 easy.
87 easy.
Please may I.
Okay, 87 you may. 87 easy is June 13th, the weekend in June 13th. It was number 9.
Beagle.
See the stone set in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side. I wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate.
Oh my God.
On a bed of nails, she makes me wait. And I wait. Without you.
It's that goddamn Bono band.
That goddamn Bono band. What are they? What are they called?
I don't know what it is, but U2, right?
The letter U and the number
U2.
U2.
Yeah. It's with or without something. With or without you?
You.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is kind of like Mad Gab, you know, when it's somebody else's turn, you get it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Open
the
hint.
She has a half.
She has a half, okay.
I got a quarter.
A quarter? There.
Maybe I got a quarter.
My deadpan has a first name, it's J-A-C-K. My deadpan has a second name, it's M-A-N-J-N. Oh, I love to listen every day, and if you ask me, well, I'll say. 'Cause Jack Mangan has a way with D-E-A-D-P-A-N. How's that?
Okay, so we're down to 88.
The dregs. I got it. Yeah.
We're down to 82. No, 1. 81. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
81. And did we do 86?
Yeah,
we did.
Let's do. I'll go 88. Why not?
88.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a feeling.
Before I was born.
I have a feeling. Before you were born, of course.
Yes.
Gotta remember this, but.
Yes.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe.
Hey. Anything anymore?
No. No? Because it's a little bit of a Def Leppard.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a little bit of a pour some, what's that, sucrose on me?
Yeah,
pour some sugar
or
on me.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Splenda.
Or as I like to say it, which is all I like to say that.
Oh, yeah.
No one will actually understand what that is on that.
No, no. No.
Oh, it's a podcast.
Now that we've mentioned that it's a sight gag, the podcast can probably figure it out. All right, SB, I think you're stuck with the last one, which is 1981.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Far. Oh, sorry. We'll start. 81, June 20th, number 8. Far. We've been traveling far. Without a home, but not without a star. Free, we only want to be free. We huddle close, hang on to a dream.
No, that doesn't sound familiar to me at all.
Kinda.
Will you sing it, Darcy?
Okay, I will try to sing it. Actually, I'm not real good on this one. I know the chorus really well.
Oh yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Oh, it's a chorus. It's
okay.
She's forgotten.
Maybe I have forgotten.
Okay,
let's
what do you
see,
got?
How does it start?
It starts right there. Far.
I know that, but I'm trying to remember how it goes.
Is the chorus on there for you to...
star. Free, we only want to be free. We huddle close, hanging on to a dream.
I don't know.
I think
okay,
he's talking
about
a connection.
Clue. He's Jewish.
He's Jewish.
Neil Diamond?
Yeah.
Whoa! Yes! And it's got a rockin' beat.
It was big for the rededication of the Statue of Liberty a couple years later.
Today?
Yeah.
Keep
that's the lyric.
We're coming to America.
America.
Today. Really?
America. America.
Oh boy, that's wow, Neil. Oh, Neil. Right.
That closes out a Broken Lyrics Challenge. Thank you, all of our participants. I have no idea who won. I didn't pay attention.
Oh, someone
it's kind of like Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Not it. Not it.
All right. So Jack will sign off for now. We'll probably get back and try to do some comments in a little bit. Talk to you later.
Theme music for the Broken Lyrics Challenge is 12506 by Deutschenschuld, available at ccmixter.org. The truck sound effect is Truck Brakes by Corsica S, available at freesound.org. If you have specific comments about the Broken Lyrics Challenge, you can email reallybigthings@gmail.com.
Hello, this is Curtin St. George. I listen to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast, so I don't have to kill people. You don't listen to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast? It's not healthy. Just saying, deadpan is the way.
All right, Jack, and everybody. Here's the obligatory, there's a palooza coming up. Palooza vote coming up. Now, palooza, if you don't know, on the deadpan, is a time when everybody watches or consumes a certain movie or book at the same time. Well, no, all at the same time, and then they all you know, go in and comment on it afterwards. So you can do a segment, you can do fan fiction, you can do a segment about it, you can talk about it, do an interview, do a discussion. And the two palooza choices that are coming up for voting, I believe, are Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension and Blade Runner.
You can't go wrong.
Blade.
Was it either?
I don't know. I like Buckaroo a lot.
Buckaroo's pretty good.
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner?
I love the break.
Blade Runner.
So you don't
necessarily have to say how you will vote in the upcoming Palooza, but I just wanted to mention everybody. Those are the options that will be on the table as soon as Jack puts up the pole monkey or whatever service he's using this time around.
Pole monkey.
The what now? The pole monkey.
Sweetie. That's me.
That's not
me.
The pole monkey.
Happens by now, there will be a poll coming up soon.
Do you have a question or?
Nope, just a comment. He already said it.
Alright, so anyway, that's that, and we'll be back later with some comments of the week.
Hello, just letting you know that all of us pixies listen to Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
That's right, all of the pixies love Jack Mangan, and Deadpan is the pixie listening way.
Right, so we've got the random greasy spoon comments of the week.
Hi.
I'll go first, and I'll pick Ditto says, it's better than being nailed to the mast. So we'll scroll around here with Mr. Lepan, and go for it.
Desert Pixie says,
a burning desire!
Ha!
Dan Warner says, hello, Deadpan.
Oh, welcome, Dan Warner.
Hi, Dan.
Scroll to
somewhere.
Oh, somewhere. Random.
Yes.
Oh, on the same thread?
Energizer.
Sure. The Energizer Bunny says, well, think. Wow. Let me start that over.
Okay.
Well, Think Geek took more of my money. It's funny how that happens.
More round.
All right, we've got.
You say Think Geek fast.
We've got. Mr. Lopan. He says, pardon my French, but you don't take that fucking tone with me, young lady.
Desert Pixie says, I might have been offended if they said melons instead of cantaloupes. http://fumaga.com/10706.
Oh, John.
Alright.
Unamas. No. I'm not doing that one at all. Venomon says, sorry at the flicks. I doubt anybody else will care if you spoil it. Not a great movie.
It's a terrible Venomon. I apologize for that.
I'm sorry, Venomon. Sorry.
Random.
Lopan says, don't do Red State.
She's gonna pick one for me.
The random greasy spoon comment she's picking for you.
A little sassy.
In my normal voice?
In whatever voice you like.
I don't.
Do it in French.
I don't.
Gentlemen's.
Oh, like that in that commercial? Latte, please. Which one?
SB
says, I'm off beat, JB and LP. My mother thinks it's pretty unwise to go meet two men I'm associated with online.
That was still Jamaican. That was fantastic.
That was pretty good.
All right.
And then we have...
First of the week.
What? I don't know how to do that.
That should be all the way back to the top. Scroll bar on the side there?
Yeah.
You're almost there. Keep going. I think you clicked the link.
I did not!
I think you clicked the link.
Son of a... Finger!
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh, no, you're fine.
I'm good.
No,
up. Hold up the top.
Sorry, it's always okay. On you.
Now, Paul, this reminds me of an incident about 20 years ago, but, you know, we're not going there. We're not going there. All right, all right. Oh, for God's sake, you ain't kidding me.
Verse of the week.
Bottom line, he says, chew, chew.
Okay, Jack, hope you enjoyed this mini-sode. Hopefully everybody at the Deadpan enjoyed this mini-sode, and hopefully Jack can wrap this up in a coherent way, because I'm pretty sure we can.
Woo!
All right, everybody, bye!
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 All right, you know, I really wasn't quite sure what was going on there when they were looking for Venomon's first comment of the week, but they did find it eventually. So it sounds like it was a lot of fun. I want to say thank you very much to everyone involved. Of course, Paul Mackey deserves an extra thumbs up. No, thumbs up for handling this and doing all the recording and getting it to me. And he does speak the truth about the Palooza voting. I think we'll do a Tony Mast episode. There may be multiple Tony Mast episodes, but we'll probably follow up at least the first one with a regular Deadpan episode so we can launch that Palooza voting. So get your voting fingers ready, whichever one you want to use. As I said, Buckaroo Banzai or Blade Runner. All right, we're going to shut this shit down. We're not going to close with Deadpan music. We're actually going to close with... Fuck. No, we're not going to close with that either. We're going to close with the really awesome Johns doing Hello the Future. And Paul Mackey actually got their permission to play this song. This was his earbuddies tune from episode number 242 that he had sent to Amy Bowen. So enjoy, and thank you very much again to Paul Mackey for this, and thank you very much to the really awesome Johns for allowing it to run in this episode. All right, it's been fun. It's been easy for me, and again, thanks again to you guys out there for making it easy on me. Next week will not exactly be a typical episode, but it will be more typical, as it will be an interview episode. And Tony Mast is a very cool guy. All right, enough outro babble. On with the music. Off with the deadpan.
This is a song about a group of people who share more than a name. John Flansburgh, John Linnell, John Stewart, John Hodgman, Jonathan Colton, and they all work together. And it really is a shame that if you want to be a geek superstar, you've got to have a name like John. Or maybe know a John who helps you meet a John who does a show with a John. I could go on and on. There's this chart that I've drawn, but I'm really here to say I wish my name was John, and I was 50 years old. 'Cause if my name were John, and I were 50 years old, I'd get to be there in that apartment, up in Brooklyn, playing Scrabble with those really awesome Johns. It's a league of extraordinary gentlemen, and I know it isn't fair that they exist, and I'm not them, and I'm not part of their little circle of Johns, connective tissue of Johns, collaboration of Johns, dissemination of Johns. It's like they're so intertwined, it's like they're sharing a mind. Why won't they share that mind with me? I wish my name was John, and I was 50 years old. 'Cause if my name were John, and I were 50 years old, I'd get to be there. That apartment up in Brooklyn, playing Scrabble with those really awesome Johns. I have a PC! Heck yeah, I have a PC! I don't even know the name of the guy who plays the Mac. But the coolest thing about John Hodgman, besides getting to be John Hodgman, is John Hodgman gets to hang out with awesome Ira Glass. Awesome Ira Glass. With just my little guitar. guitar. I'm like a John without a John. I am unsupervised. I need an accordion. Awesome eyebrow glass. If I could be one of the Johns, if only for a day, I'd jump into the circle of Johns and John it all the way. I would rock with the Johns, or write a book with John, or trick a drawer with John, and then introduce him with John, and then we'd all get along. Maybe we'd write a new song, and the chorus part would say, hey, I'm glad my name was John and I'm 50 years old. Cause if my name weren't John and I weren't 50 years old, I wouldn't be here in this apartment up in Brooklyn playing Scrabble on the Twitters with John Hodgman and those really awesome other men named John. Jonathan Coleman at the time of this writing is making an album with John Flansburgh. That's really exciting. Damn.
It must have been cold there in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face.